I really, last week, and I wish I could have gotten you on, because when you had this new release about a record number of tourists coming to Illinois, because, right. Corey, I always think about tourism dollars as a special kind of dollar. They talk about how a dollar goes into a community when a paycheck from, say, a radio station, it goes in the community in seven mm-hmm. times. But that dollar that comes from outside the state is crucial.
It's very important. You know, the seventh largest industry in the United States is the hospitality and tourism industry. And, I mean, just think about that, the seventh largest industry. And just in the last 3 years under Governor Rauner and his leadership with us at the Illinois Office of Tourism, we've created almost 20,000 tourism-related jobs, new jobs, for the Illinois economy. And, Tom, you said it. When those visitors come into our state, and we welcomed a record number, almost 114 million visitors in 2017, they spend a lot of money, and those visitors spent nearly $40 billion. That's with a B, $40 billion, $39.5 billion to be exact. And when they come into our communities, visitors, they spend money at gift shops, they spend money at restaurants, they spend money at wineries and unique sites and attractions, and the husband wife that has the unique cabins and lodges and B&Bs and inns, that money comes into our communities, and then they leave, and that money is helps to support local roads and infrastructure. It helps support quality of life issues and initiatives for all of us as Illinois citizens to enjoy. And if you think about it, the tax revenue that is generated, from hotel tax to sales tax, it's almost $3 billion. So out of that $40 billion that those visitors spend when they come to Illinois, the tax revenue that's generated at the local and state level is nearly $3 billion. So this is, tourism is a major economic engine. I've spent the last year and a half talking to chambers of commerce, economic development officials, mayors, elected officials, that without tourism, we would be in big trouble in Illinois. It's a special fund. Most Illinoisans don't pay it. Yes, Illinoisans are visitors. When you go 50 miles outside of your home radius, you're a visitor. And yes, we do rely on Illinoisans to travel the state. We're like a California, Michigan. We rely on a lot of in-state travel. But for the majority of our visitors, they're out of state. And they're coming into state, spending dollars, and then leaving. So it's a very crucial piece of our economy that we have to continue to develop.
83% leisure travel, 17% business. I probably thought that business number would be a little higher because of Chicago, to be honest with you. I did.
I'll be honest with you. You're right, Tom. We've got some work to do there. But, when you say 83% of that for 114 million leisure, that means this is a statewide industry. When I talk to a lot of people, they think it's just Chicago. Oh, no, not at all. I mean, here at the Illinois Office of Tourism, we represent the entire state. Right now, we have advertising campaigns in Louisville, Nashville, Evansville that are touting Southern Illinois. We have campaigns running in St. Louis that tout Southern Illinois and Central Illinois. We do have campaigns in other markets around the Midwest that target Chicago. But this is a statewide industry.
Right.
And we have such a different product that it's unique, there's a lot to offer to a lot of visitors, whether you're a millennial traveler, a Gen X, or a boomer. We have a lot of different product to offer the visitor.
What's interesting, especially after I've met you and we've become to know each other a little more, I've tried to be a little more scientific when I do my own surveys. I have a tendency to go to the rural areas, right? And Bell Smith Springs is one of my favorites. And literally 3 out of 4 license plates will not be from Illinois. And every parking spot will be taken, and there's no more to take. And what's interesting is when I stop and speak with these people, almost universally now, they keep asking about what else there is to do once they leave the park. I think in Southern Illinois, our biggest problem is being able to capture some of those tourist dollars in rural areas where there aren't a lot of resources. Polk County, Hardin County, Union County, they've really done a good job beefing up their services there. But I met the Fat Tire guys. They were at Ondesank, that they were discovering the trails on their trail bikes. I've talked to medical professionals, and it seems like once they get here, and they've experienced the park, Garden of the Gods. They're looking for someplace else to go to eat, the best place to stay. What is there to do tonight? And I hear that a lot. How to capture that out-of-town dollar in a rural area is, I think, where we're at here.
Yeah, you know, Tom, you're right. A lot of people, a lot of visitors come for, you know, we have the same, a couple examples, Shawnee National Forest. They all know, they all come to the Shawnee National Forest, but there's so much more to see and do, and to get them to extend their stay. That's always our goal at the Illinois Office of Tourism, is to always find a way to extend the stay. And yes, we need more, when I say tourism infrastructure, I mean more product developed. But there are so many things to see and do and to extend your stay in Southern Illinois. I think a lot of people realized that during the solar eclipse last summer. You know, when I was down in Southern Illinois for the solar eclipse for 4 days, I couldn't believe all the people. You know, I've hiked the Shawnee National Forest many, many times, and this is the first time I was stuck in a traffic jam for a good hour plus.
Right.
And a lot of people were discovering Southern Illinois. You got to continue. We're working very hard, working with Carol and her team at Southernmost Convention and Visitor Bureau and the teams at Carbondale and Williamson County. It's a constant battle. You got to continue to educate. You got to continue to educate in a lot of different platforms, whether that's digital, social, print, television. But I think sometimes the easiest way is to just make the information accessible and continuing to work with the folks at the Shawnee National Forest and find some way. I know a lot of times they set up tables on the weekends and have literature to direct people from point A to point B, and they're out within an hour. So there's got to be some other ways that we can help facilitate that, and when we continue to work with our convention and visitor bureaus in the region. But it is... the Shawnee National Forest is a major draw. We have the same issue at Starved Rock State Park area, what's called Starved Rock Country. A lot of people want to come to Starved Rock, but then it's so busy. Where else? What else can they see and do? And there's so much other things to see and do in all the little towns around Starved Rock. And so, again, it's really connecting the visitor with what other experiences you can see and do and to extend your stay. And there's so many things to see and do in Southern Illinois that you could be there for a week. It's not a weekend vacation. It's not a Friday night, Saturday night. It's a full week adventure, and that's what we continue to do day in and day out at our office to help promote that.
It's interesting because I was down with a good friend of mine, Mr. Russell, owns a Belaterra Winery, Johnson County, near Tunnel Hill. And we're talking about the Wine Trail booklet, and he says what's interesting is by the time the Wine Trail booklet comes out, there's more wine locations. He says we can't even keep up with sometimes with this. But this weekend, you've got Heron Festa Italiana, recently voted one of the best festivals in the state, that's going on in Heron. You've got over in Harris, Carbondale, a historic weekend when you've got a man who documented General John A. Logan's time at Woodlawn Cemetery, one of the first Memorial Day ceremonies ever. I mean, there's a historic aspect that I think people are starting to rediscover too, whether it's Charlie Berger and the last hanging in the state or whatever it is, that there's always this buzz going on, but we've got to continue to capitalize on it. And of course, as I told you before we went on the air, I've been working with Polk County Sheriff Jerry Suits now. I think this is maybe third year in particular on messaging when it comes to safety after the death yesterday of Burden Falls, that becomes another important component, especially when you're dealing with a national forest. And you talked about it because during the eclipse, they had to shut down Bell Smith Springs because there were so many cars and people, you couldn't get another soul in there. Those big times, we pile up.
Yeah, and you know, Tom, I think it's important, and the tragic situation that happened yesterday, and you know, we hear about these more and more, and it's important. You know, people want to connect with outdoor and nature, but it's important that we think about safety first and begin to message that. And we've experienced this in other state park areas. Starved Rock, as I mentioned earlier, off airs have had some issues, and it's important that we want Illinoisans and visitors to experience our great outdoors and our parks, but it's also important that we think about our safety and remind people how important it is to be safe and follow the rules and stay on marked paths and trails and And we have to do a better job at communicating that and working with law enforcement and officials at all levels of government. You know, Tom, you mentioned all the things that are happening this weekend, and you mentioned the things that are happening with John A. Logan and in carbon at the market. You know, it's our state's bicentennial. And this is, I think, a great opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of us. It's a great way that Illinoisans can travel the state this summer and reconnect with our state's history. You know, we have some great historic sites. We have a lot of great history, whether, I mean, you name it, we've got it. And we're working very closely with the Bicentennial Commission. We're going to be launching 200 stories about unique people, places, events that happened in our state's history. We're going to be, later this summer, the whole month of August, we're launching a new program called Doors Open Illinois, which will be every weekend in the month of August where historic sites, unique attractions will open their doors for a special tour or bring out a unique artifact or item that it's not usually seen to the public. And it's another way to get Illinoisans traveling the state this summer. We're working on several different projects, and I think the bicentennial, just like the solar eclipse, will help drive visitor numbers, maybe not from the solar eclipse drove visitors from out of state, in state, but I think the bicentennial will help Illinoisans connect with history and visit communities they might not have been to in quite some time, or even historic sites they haven't been to in quite some time. So it's another opportunity to get people traveling throughout our communities, visiting historic sites, and spending money. That's the key.